Graphic video: homeless man in Seattle uses baseball bat to crack woman in head, authorities say. By Nick Gilbertson on February 9, 2022. Chilling surveillance footage from Seattle caught the moment a homeless man with a long criminal history used a baseball bat to crack a female Amazon worker in the head, police say. The attack occurred on January 31 in the 200 block of Cedar Street in the Belltown neighborhood, and police were called to the area at 6:30 p.m., according to the Seattle Police Department blotter. Warning: disturbing video below. Viewer discretion is strongly advised. Police say the suspect, identified as 31-year-old Wants Toulos, randomly attacked the woman, an Amazon worker, from behind, using a baseball bat to crack her in the head, KTTH's Jason Rance reported. Following the attack, police say he purchased a slice of pizza. The victim was briefly knocked unconscious. Once on scene, police discovered she was bleeding from an ear, and court documents say she suffered multiple fractures to her skull and will require significant surgery for her injuries, the outlet reported. When he saw the victim, a person he did not know, he put the bags down so he could swing with both hands, prosecutors said, for KCPQ. Toulos lives in transitional housing and was arrested after an officer spotted him with his case manager, KTTH reported. Toulos was booked on February 1 and charged with first-degree assault, online court records show. His bail was set at $150,000. He remains in jail and has a lengthy criminal history, according to KTTH. His rap sheet includes first-degree robbery, theft, assault, and three violations of domestic violence no-contact order, Rance wrote. Toulos lived in Plymouth Housing, the police report states, Rance noted. Plymouth Housing provides permanent supportive housing services for homeless individuals. It's part of the Housing First strategy where the homeless are given homes with no conditions before being provided wraparound services to address the underlying causes of their homelessness. And at Plymouth Housing, they approach their work using a harm reduction model for the residents who are drug addicts. According to its website, Plymouth Housing creates a non-judgmental space for its residents to make changes if, and when, they are ready. Casey McNerthney, with the King County Prosecutor's Office, condemned the attack and noted that Toulos is a danger to the community, according to Cairo 7. People can't get away with an attack like this, McNerthney said. Someone like this is a danger to the community and this is somebody who we argue should be held in jail, she added.